The All Saints Radio.
Bringing the community together.
Culture Vulture.
Next Tuesday, July 4th, the first ever SAS Culture Day will be taking place. This will be a day dedicated to celebrating the rich cultural diversity of the school community. By doing this, we're hoping to encourage everyone to share their culture, how it makes them unique, and foster a climate of inclusion.
What do you enjoy the most about your culture, Miss?
I enjoy the food and the music. Our culture music has a lot of saxophones, has a lot of guitars and a lot of drums, so it's very rhythmic.
What country are you from?
I am from Congo and Uganda.
And what are you going to wear for Culture Day?
I'm going to wear a liputa.
And could you explain what that is?
A liputa is like a material fabric with different prints on it and different colours on it, and then you make your own outfits with a liputa. So you can make a dress, you can make a suit, whatever you like to wear, but you just use the liputa as the material. So that's what I'll be wearing.
I'm also here with
Tatiana,
who's going to be speaking about her culture as well.
My mom is from Barbados and my dad's from Jamaica, and the Jamaican flag colours are black, green and gold, but most people say yellow, but really it's gold. And my mom's from Barbados and the colours are also blue and yellow, and I'm going to be wearing a flag and I'm just going to walk around and put both flags on and appreciate both my cultures.
What do you enjoy the most about your culture?
I like the food. The food is very nice, like the different flavours. Like first of all, it's sweet and acting salt fish, the chicken and the pepper and the seasoning. It's just really nice. And I also enjoy the music. The music is very nice and it's like you can listen to it all the time and it just brings the vibes up and everything. It's really nice.
The thing I enjoy most about my culture is it's family orientated. We celebrate births and deaths of family members. It's also very traditional in terms of being respectful towards our elders. A lot of our celebration is designed around family. I'm going to wear a green kameez on Culture Day. This kameez is normally worn for weddings and other celebrations, so it's perfectly suitable to wear it on a day of celebration to celebrate the wider culture in our school.
I enjoy the people in my culture. Everyone in Nigeria is really friendly, and for Culture Day, I will be wearing Nigerian attire.
I enjoy the food in my culture because they make very nice rice and curry.
I enjoy the history of my culture because they were able to gain their own independence.
It can be quite hard to talk about American culture because the whole point of America as we know it today is tons of cultures coming together and creating its own kind of environment and country. But for Culture Day, it actually lands on a very important day in American and British history, the 4th of July, or as we would say, Independence Day. So I think I will be quite decked out in the stars and stripes come that day at school.
I am going to come in an Australian tie.
Good on you, sir.
Oh, crikey, thank you.
Pride.
Pride.
Pride. Pride. What is it and why do people celebrate it? Pride is celebrated in the month of June, as that was the month when Stonewall riots took place. The Stonewall riots were important protests that took place in the US that changed gay rights for a lot of people in America and around the world. Pride is a celebration of people coming together in love and friendship to show how far LGBTQ+ rights have come and how in some places there's still work to be done.
Music Meister.
What have you been composing?
I'm Issa 9W and here's my composition.
Thank you.
This is an arrangement of Axel F by Joshua in 8T.
Will be rolling out universal free school meals for all students between year 7 to year 11. For Stephanie Allsaint School, this is anticipated to start between September and January. We are still awaiting further details and will be keeping you updated with the start date for our school.
Teachers in England took more strike action this month. Members of the National Education Union, NEU, England's biggest teaching union, held more strike days on the 5th and the 7th of July. So far, ever since February, they have held 3 regional and 5 national strike days. The most recent one had the biggest impact on schools. The NEU and other English unions rejected the government's last pay offer and want to discuss again how much they think they should be paid.
On the 20th of June, many people marked World Refugee Day. Every year, millions of people are forced to flee their homes in order to keep safe from war, persecution, or natural disaster. Millions of people have left Ukraine since Russia invaded the country in February 2022. The United Nations says the crisis has caused the fastest and largest displacement of people in Europe since World War II. And the number of people around the world who have been forced to run away from conflict, violence, and persecution has risen to more than 100 million people. Those who have to leave their country are called refugees, and the International World Refugee Day aims to raise awareness of the issues displaced people have to face.
Performing platform. Showcasing talent.
This is John Ryan's polka.
If you're travelling around London during the heat, there's some important things to remember. Make sure to always check before you travel using the TfL Journey Planner, and remember to bring sunscreen with you, especially if you're walking or cycling. It's also important to always take a bottle of water. Some tube and rail stations have water points where you can refill your water bottle for free. And there's also more than 100 water fountains, which have been kindly set up by Refill London across our capital. If you're travelling with friends and family, please remember to keep an eye on them and give up your seat to anyone who may need it. Finally, if you feel unwell whilst travelling, please get off at the next stop and seek assistance from an adult.
Thank you for listening to
Stephanie Allsaint Radio,
bringing the community together.